This is Drew Mackey, and you're listening to Singing Mountain. Before I even get into this week's episode, don't worry, Singing Mountain has not devolved into a dance music-only podcast. But yes, welcome to the third and last in my Little July series about dance music in video games. I promise I'll do something different next week. This episode is all about the music of video games released for the Amiga platform. Amiga, if you don't know, is the line of personal computers released by Commodore between 1985 and 1996. And the list of video games released for the various incarnations of the Amiga includes some beautiful-looking, beautiful-sounding games, some of which got ports onto systems that you probably know and love, and some of which didn't. A whole 10 episodes ago, in episode 21, I focused on music from Commodore 64 games, and I said up front that it was not a system I really had ever played. When I was a kid, I didn't know there were fun games released for the Commodore 64. It was edutainment only, as far as I knew. The same goes for the Amiga. I don't know a lot about the games released for this particular machine. I know more now that I put this episode together, but I'm sure people out there are listening and thinking, oh, he doesn't know what he's talking about. And to that I say, yes, you are right, but I can still listen to music. So why do an episode about games that I'm not especially familiar with? Well, if you'll recall in episode 29, the Italo Disco episode, this all started with me trying to put together a dance mix, just one dance episode. But I dove a little too deep and got really into the different varieties of particular 80s sounds, and one episode became three. In researching the cross-section of Italo Disco and video game music, I found a few articles that pointed towards the Amiga games as being ones that seemed to be riffing on Italo Disco sounds, but also other forms of synthetic or electronic music. And for some people, these ended up being their first exposure to whatever we want to call it. Synth? Electronica? Techno? EDM? Whatever. But this connection makes sense. VGM is not really that far from EDM. Or at least you could imagine there being a relationship between one and the other. So I looked at the Amiga tracks, and pretty soon I had enough for a whole episode, and that's what you're listening to now. It's going to be rock block style, where I introduce themed groups of songs and just play them without me interrupting too much, because honestly, I can't speak too much about the games themselves. I haven't played them. I'd like to, but instead of playing video games this week, I made you a podcast about them, and I guess that counts for something. But yeah, they look amazing. They sound amazing too. One more thing before I actually get into the music. Going into this, I thought it was just a coincidence that this system would share its name with a Spanish word for female friend, like amigo amiga, estes mi amiga, Pilar. They picked it because it meant that, and they wanted it to sound user-friendly, and I think that is really cute, but also they picked Amiga because it comes alphabetically before Atari and Apple, which is actually somewhat unfriendly of a thing to do, but I guess that's just business. But yeah, I thought that was a cool little explanation for how the Amiga got its name. And apologies if you heard my Spanish and that just sounded awful. I did grow up in California, but my Spanish accent is about as good as my Japanese accent, which is to say, terrible. And I will try to not ruin other people's languages from here on out. The intro track to this episode, by the way, was yet another epically 80s masterpiece by Barry Leitch. It's the title theme from a game called Supercars 2, which maybe they could have workshopped that title a little bit more, but the song is really cool. Two episodes ago, I used a similar track by Barry Leitch, the title theme to Top Gear, as an explainer of what the intersection for Italo Disco and video game music would sound like, but I just this week found this song and I actually might like it even more. That Supercars 2 theme is also a great lead-in for the first block of songs, which I'm gonna say is Italo Disco adjacent. If you're tired of hearing the term Italo Disco, just pretend I'm saying dancey synthy 80s music, but call it what you want. This is my happy place and it's what I like to listen to. Hopefully you like to listen to it too. Appropriately enough, first up is the title theme to First Samurai, composed by Nicholas A. Jones, which I love so much I actually want to write lyrics for it. This block is actually all title themes, and actually most of this show is title themes. It actually seems like most of Amiga music in general is title themes. There you go. Second up is the theme to a shooter called Amnios, composed by Paul Shields. Then it's Bad Company, which I think I like better than the band Bad Company. That's composed by Dave Whitaker, who you'll hear more than once in this episode. And then fourth, it's Shadow Warriors, which is actually the Amiga port of Ninja Gaiden, which got retitled in Europe. Shadow Warriors, which ninjas, Shadow Warriors, I guess that makes sense. The track is composed by Matthew Furness, and unless I'm mistaken, it's an original work and not a remake of any of the music we got in the NES version of Ninja Gaiden, even as great as all that music was. Have a listen. So all four of those tracks I felt could be defensively called Italo-disco-like, but less so with the next group, which are less dancey and maybe just a little bit more joyful and sunny in their overall sound. They're a little closer to the more upbeat 80s pop you would have heard in the US. Synthy as hell, but without that little dark element of the first block. First, we have a track called Meadow's Edge, composed by Chris Holzbeck for a shooter called Apidya. I actually don't know how to pronounce it. APIDYA. How do you think that's pronounced? You tell me. Holzbeck, if you'll remember, composed the amazing music for the Great Gianna Sisters, which I focused way back in episode 3. Second is a track from a game called Projectile with a Y for some reason. The track is called Manic Moose, and no, I don't know why. It's composed by Steve Wetherill and kind of reminds me of an Oingo Boingo track. Third is yet another racing anthem by Barry Leitch. It's a fun one, and the title theme to Lotus Turbo Challenge 2. And then fourth and last, I'm giving you the title theme to Project X, another shooter whose soundtrack was composed by Alistair Brimble. And I can't help but wonder how much better my life would have been if I had been named Alistair Brimble. Just like saying that name, Alistair Brimble. This one actually pushes into 90s sounding techno a bit, and maybe even suggests to me what an actual techno dance track composed by David Wise might sound like. Love this track, like all of them. Please enjoy. We'll be right back. Not every 80s pop song was cheerful. This was, of course, the era that gave us The Cure and Depeche Mode and a lot of other great mopey bands. I don't say that as like to detract from them. I love them for being mopey, but yeah, they got sad sometimes and then they wrote music about it. Fun fact, I once played pool with Depeche Mode on my 21st birthday. It's one of the better celebrity run-ins I've ever had, and though I don't really remember the details because it was my 21st birthday, I will brag about that on my podcast right now. Played pool with Depeche Mode. That is besides the point, of course. I'm supposed to be talking about video game music. This block is like Depeche Mode and The Cure, more of a melancholy take on 80s synthy pop. First up is the title theme to a game called Clown-O-Mania. And yes, I did just say that this was going to be melancholy, mopey music, and the game is called Clown-O-Mania, and the music is just so much more emo than you'd expect from a game with a title like that. I don't know how this happened, but I'm good with it. It's maybe one of the only circus-affiliated instances of VGM that I don't hate. This Clown-O-Mania track was composed by Roman Werner. Beyond that, I have a track from a puzzle game called Cubulus. I watched a gameplay video of it, and I don't completely understand the mechanics of it, but the music is great. The track is Laid Back 5, and it was composed by Bjorn Lynn, aka Dr. Awesome, which, again, how much better would my life be if my nickname was Dr. Awesome? Probably a lot better. Third, it's the theme to Omegas, which is an Arkanoid clone, I think. It was composed by Karsten Obarski. Fourth, it's the theme to Nicky Boom, which is a French-developed platformer that reminds me visually of the Smurfs, but similar to Clown-O-Mania, the main theme for this is moody and spooky and beautiful and will probably remind you of David Wise's Donkey Kong Country work. This one is composed by Alain Lambin or Lambin. My French is also bad. Apologies. Fifth and last is a track called Forest World, which is composed by Matthew Cannon, which was for another fantasy-themed platformer titled Elf. Have fun getting a little sad.
Thank you.
Okay. So I'd actually had something else planned for this one last block, and I'd, you know, put the mics away and finalize the audio levels and all that. And then I looked something up and it led to more music that I hadn't heard yet. And I scrapped what I'd already recorded, save for one track, because I love you and because I believe in Singing Mountain, and I got the mics out again to record something new. These tracks were better, and I just wanted to share them. It's the whole thing I'm doing here, right? Given the impromptu nature of this collection, there's not really a theme other than, hey, I found some more stuff, and it's good, and you should know it. That's it. That's enough. That's totally enough. First up is the track I originally had in the block. It's the title theme to Xenon 2 Mega Blast, composed by Tim Simenon, aka Bomb the Bass, which is his alias in the electronic music world. The song is incredible and incorporates samples of several songs, including the score to the John Carpenter movie Assault on Precinct 13. See, original, the really good one. Then it's the level one theme to a game called Risky Woods, composed by Jose A. Martin. Then it's the intro to a game called Blood Money, which is just bonkers and was composed by Ray Norrish. And finally, it's the Hall of Fame theme from the puzzle game Gem X, composed by Chris Hulsbeck. Why do I just create more work for myself? We'll be right back.
biggest unanswered question is where is the bus?
And that's it. Once I educated myself a little bit about the Amiga, I was very impressed with not only the quality of electronic music featured in these games, but also the breadth of it. You heard a lot of different sounds in this episode, and it should be said that the Amiga games also feature a lot more music that I didn't include. A lot more traditional VGM, but then also stuff that sounds a lot more like the score to 80s action movies, a lot closer to what that would have actually sounded like than if you heard it on the NES, for example. There's a lot here, and I'm hoping to incorporate more of this music into future episodes. Thank you for listening to this episode, and maybe for listening to all three episodes of this series where I focused on 80s dance music in video games, more or less. I'll be back next week with an episode focused on the music of the Game Boy, which is a system I've neglected in radical disproportion to how much enjoyment I got out of the system back in the day. If you have any suggestions for Game Boy music you think should be featured in this episode, hit me up. The best way to contact me is via Twitter, either at singmopod, sing M-O-P-O-D, or just at my regular personal account, Drew G. Mackie, M-A-C-K-I-E. You can also reach me on Facebook at facebook.com/singingmountainpod, and Singing Mountain Pod is also where you can find me on Instagram in case you want more pixel art in your life. You can subscribe to Singing Mountain basically anywhere you normally find a podcast. We're based on SoundCloud, soundcloud.com/singingmountain. And please, if you have a spare minute, drop me a rate and review on iTunes or anywhere else. I actually got 2 reviews this past week. One reviewer, whose username is Longs to Fly, just simply gave me 5 stars and said, "Nostalgia overload in the best possible way." Thank you, Longs to Fly. And then another reviewer called Call Me Ishmael, not Ishmael, Ishmael, said, "I work nights and I love video games, so imagine my surprise when I stumble across this podcast that not only brings nostalgia for my favorite old games, but also gives me information about the music that would be stuck in my head for days as a kid. I definitely look forward to new episodes to help take me away and give me something to think about and something to listen to during those long nights at work. Absolutely worth your consideration." And then L and R. I actually don't know what that means. What does L and R mean? Hopefully something good. If it means something bad, don't tell me. But if it means something good, do tell me. Thank you both for taking the time to do that. If you listen to other podcasts, you've probably heard a million times why a rate and review can be helpful. Helps other people find this podcast. If you give me a rate and review, I will read it in the next episode. And have some fun with it. If you want to just make me say Purple Monkey Dishwasher 7 times, I guess I have to do that if that's the review you give me. I guess this is the agreement I'm making with you. Don't abuse it. Abuse it a little bit. Use your discretion, I guess. 2 episodes ago, I pondered maybe doing an Italo Disco minisode, using actual pop songs from that genre, kind of as just like an introduction to this genre of music that I love almost as much as I love video game music. I still might do that as a minisode because a few of you expressed interest, but no worries, it will not interrupt the regular flow of VGM episodes. I have one last track for you today. And in case you're miffed that I made it this far in an Amiga episode without playing anything from the Turrican series, no worries, I've got you covered. I actually had you covered all the way back in episode 3 when I did the Great Gianna Sisters, because I ended that one profiling the non-Gianna work of the composer Chris Holzbach, and my outro track was actually from Turrican 2. It was the track The Final Fight, and I honestly do think that's the best piece of music composed for the Turrican series, but I found a track from Turrican 3 that I also think is pretty damn good and almost up there. And that's my closeout for today. The title is Climb to Survive, also composed by Chris Holzbach, and again from Turrican 3. See ya.